Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail IME on March 24 regarding Jordan, J-O-R-D-A-N, Cherry, C-H-E-R-R-Y. Jordan Cherry is a 22-year-old male who reports he injured his right lower leg at work on 2/11/21. Prior to that occasion, a strap got caught on his right leg and snapped it. Appeared he went to Cooper Hospital emergency room the same day. Paired with this and further evaluation, he understands the final diagnosis to be a compound fracture of the tibia and fibula. Paired, he underwent a series of three surgeries on 2/11/21, 2/13/21, and 2/15/21, involving open reduction and internal fixation. Paired, he completed his course of active treatment in November 2021. Paired, new paragraph per the treatment records provided. Mr. Cherry was seen at Cooper Emergency Room on 2/11/21. Apparently he reported he was driving a forklift when his leg became tethered and an industrial strap pulling him off the forklift. Apparently medics also reported the forklift ran over his leg. Period. He underwent several diagnostic studies urgently to be inserted here. Period. Clinically, they observed an obvious deformity of the affected limb. Paired pulses were intact. Period. He was diagnosed with open tibia and fibula fracture for which orthopedic consultation was recommended. Period. He was then transferred to the operating room from the trauma bay. Period. New paragraph on 2/11/21. Dr. Kim, K-I-M, performed surgery to be inserted here. Period. Performed another surgery on 2/12/21 to be inserted here. Period. Another procedure was done on 2/13/21 to be inserted here. Period. The final procedure was done on 2/15/21 by Dr. Freeland, F-R-E-E-L-A-N-D, to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph. Mr. Cherry followed up postoperatively on 3/1/21 with Dr. Mashru, M-A-S. HRU, also at Cooper Orthopedics. Period. He noted the surgical procedures that were performed. Period. He removed the sutures and cleared him to wet his wound with soap and water. Period. He was going to be weight-bearing as tolerated. Period. He was fitted into a cam boot in the office that day. Period. He was seen frequently over the next several months. Period. At his last visit with Dr. Mashru on 11/11/21, his wound was healed. Period. He had almost full range of motion of the knee and ankle. Period. There were no signs of infection. Period. He was minimally tender at the fracture site, but had no significant swelling. Period. He reviewed outside x-rays from August 2021 that showed the tibia and fibula fractures are healing. Period. He was then referred for additional physical therapy. Period. He had unrestricted range of motion of the knee and ankle, perhaps as a goal for physical therapy. Period. New paragraph. Mr. Cherry was also seen on 7/23/21 by an orthopedist named Dr. McHugh, M-C, capital H-U-G-H. Period. He noted the surgical procedures that were performed, as well as the follow-up post-operatively. period. Dr. McHugh found he had 4/5 strength to resist plantar flexion and dorsiflexion of the right ankle, period. Dorsiflexion and plantar flexion were within normal limits and completely symmetrical to the left side. Period. Inversion and eversion of the ankle were normal. Period. Subtalar motion was benign. Period. There was no crepitus. Period. He had no pain overlying the lateral ligament complex. Period. There were negative anterior drawer, comma, negative talar tilt, comma, and no pain over the deltoid ligament. Period. His posterior tibial tendon fired appropriately. Period. Analysis of his gait revealed normal heel strike, comma, follow through, comma, and toe off, comma, but he was slow and methodical with his gait. Period. No visible limp was noted, and he did not describe any pain. Period. Dr. McHugh recommended he continue physical therapy as well as postoperative care with Dr. Mastro. Period. He saw Dr. McHugh again on 12/13/21. Period. At that time, he opined Mr. Cherry could discontinue physical therapy and return to full duty work without restrictions. Period. Upon exam, he had 5/5 strength to resist the plantar flexion and dorsiflexion. Period. In an upright standing position, he had pes planus bilaterally that appeared to be congenital. Period. He had the ability to heel raise bilaterally with no issues. Period. Gait revealed normal heel strike, comma, follow through, comma, and toe off bilaterally. Period. No limp was noted. Period. Provocative maneuvers were also negative. Period. Active range of motion of the right ankle was symmetrical to the contralateral side. Period. Physical exam. Extremities lower. His sneakers and socks were removed once gait assessment was completed. Period. Inspection. Scratch that. He then pulled up his pants, revealing healed open longitudinal scar about the right knee, measuring 2 inches in length. Period. There were small round scars on the right lower leg. Period. The shin had a 5-inch cicatrix type scar. 5 inches above the medial malleolus. Where the cicatrix was in a band distribution transversely at the superior aspect of this longitudinal scar. Period. The band was hard and tender. Period. It was tender to palpation in the lower one-third of the shin. Period. There was a hard subcutaneous mass, perhaps consistent with his subcutaneous plate. Period. He states he underwent intramedullary rod implantation. Period. Right ankle plantar flexion was to 35 degrees. Common dorsiflexion full to 20 degrees. Common eversion to 10 degrees and inversion to 30 degrees. Period. The latter elicited tenderness with manual muscle testing. Period. These planes of motion are decreased and contrary to that observed by Dr. McHugh only a few months ago. Period. Motion of the left ankle, both knees and hips was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period. He was tender to palpation about the right calf, but there was none on the left. Feet and ankles normal. Lumbar normal. He was able to heel raise independently on the right foot on 2 occasions. But he was not able to hop up and down on the foot. Period. Special gait maneuvers were otherwise normal. His lower leg circumferences were obtained. Period. At the level of the transverse scar. On the right, it was centimeters, and on the left, 34.0 centimeters, and on the left, 28.5 centimeters. Period. Mid-calf circumference on the right was 44.0, and on the left, 43.5. Period. Ankle circumference on the right was 25.0, and on the left, 24.5. Period. And I think that's it as far as the clinical exam. Impressions on 2/11/21. Jordan Cherry's right lower extremity was crushed while at work. Pretty was seen at Cooper Emergency Room the same day and admitted for more definitive care. Pretty underwent several surgeries while there, all to be inserted. Pretty was discharged from the hospital on 2/18/21. Period in paragraph, he filed a post-operative leave with Dr. Mashru and his colleagues. Pretty also participated in physical therapy. Period. Dr. Mashru last saw him on 11/11/21. Dr. McHugh last saw him on 12/13/21, when clinical exam was entirely benign. Period in paragraph, the current examination found there to be some differences in the clinical exam compared to that upon discharge from Dr. McHugh. Period, more specifically, there was mildly reduced range of motion about the right ankle. Period. He had swelling and healed surgical scarring, period. Rocking the maneuvers about the feet and ankles were normal, period. His gait was also normal without the use of a brace or assisted device, period. New paragraph, this case will be rated using the sixth edition for the injuries to the statutory right foot, period. This is will incorporate the open tibia and fibula fractures treated surgically, period. He has actually achieved a very good clinical and functional result, period.